T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pony and Muller presented by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShortKeyNorthHills.com. Really excited to talk to our next guest. He started Super Bowl 30. He was at right tackle. He was in that game against the Cowboys. He saw that onside pick play, watched it all take place. This guy was a really good Steeler. He now works at 1010XL, which is the Jaguars' flagship station. I've seen him on the U documentary. He's a big personality, and he's a great sports talk show host. Leon Searcy joins us right now on 93.7 The Fan. Leon, great to have you back in Pittsburgh. Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller, how are you today?
How you doing, gentlemen? I'm doing outstanding. How about yourself?
When you hear Super Bowl 30, what's the first thing that pops into your head, Leon?
Counseling, still needed.
What's that? Counseling?
Counseling. Oh, no. You and me both, man.
Yeah, I haven't quite gotten over that fact that we totally dominated that game and ended up losing it because of two interceptions. I don't want to say the name who did it. There's no need to beat them down anymore. We already have. But that loss right there in Super Bowl III is probably the biggest loss of my whole career.
Wow.
You played 4 years with the Steelers, 4 years with the Jaguars, and I know you're on the radio in Jacksonville, so I don't want to get you in trouble, but I hear so many players, Leon, who played elsewhere besides Pittsburgh, talk about how special it was here. And, I mean, to a man, they all say it's different than it is other places in the NFL. Would you echo that sentiment, too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had Damani Dawson and LeVar Kirkland on the show the last two shows, and we talked about that the dynamics in Pittsburgh is just different. The expectations of excellence is when you first walk in the door. I mean, when you walk in the lobby and you see those Lombardis, you know right then and there that there's a level of excellence that's expected from you each and every day. So, I talked to Damani about that. I talked to LeVar about that. And then, it's a steel town. Mm. I mean, the sentiments of how we play was built upon the fan base. The fan base was, hard hat, lunch pail, go to work all the time. So we wanted to make sure and toughness. So we wanted to make sure that we represented the fan base well when you were a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Leon, let's talk about your Jags a little bit here, the team you talk about every day. This running back, James Robinson, got huge praise from Mike Tomlin this week. How good is this guy? Is he the type of running back like a Fred Taylor who would torment the Steelers over the years, or a Maurice Jones-Drew, Leonard Fournette? Is he one of these guys that can be a problem for the Steelers on Sunday?
I'm not ready to put him in that class quite, right now. I mean, we only played 9 games, but he was an undrafted free agent out of Illinois State.
Mm-hmm.
He's had an outstanding year. He's got over 917 yards, all-purpose yards, and he's running between the tackle. I love his toughness. I love his physicality. I love his one cut and straight downhill. But also the offensive line, especially the interior offensive line, has been playing better. So that's the reason why the running game has been so effective. So that's our strength right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going into the game with a rookie, essentially a rookie going up against a defense, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who has 36 sacks, averaging 4 sacks a game.
Yep.
So, I mean, if the line's got to protect, they've got to control the line of scrimmage if they even want to have a chance come Sunday.
Leon, what does this rookie Jake Luton bring to the table, if anything, right now? Because I watched that whole Green Bay game, and it looked to me, and maybe I'm off here, but it looked to me like he was missing a lot of makeable throws in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make any excuses for him, but the weather and the wind probably factored in the fact that he threw a couple of lame ducks out there in the game against the Green Bay Packers. But when he's in a controlled environment, he's played well. I love his pocket presence. I love his stature. I love his confidence. I love his zip on the ball. I love the way he goes through his progressions, and he looks at the receivers, doesn't stare down the receivers. So the kids, I mean, he's only been playing two games, so it's hard to really get an assessment of what kind of career he's going to have. But thus far, outside that Green Bay game, the first game that he did start, he did play. He played pretty well, but he's going to have to play at an elite level if he's going to stand a chance against that Steeler vaunted defense.
Leon Searcy, former Steeler right tackle. Now he's talking about the Jags down in Jacksonville, and he's our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. We'll get back to the Jags in a second, but I do want to ask you this, Leon. In your Steelers heyday, when you were on that Steelers line, give me the guy you'd line up across who you love to pancake more than anybody else. A guy that you'd line up with when you were playing for the Steelers that you'd love to just blow the guy up. Who was it for you back in the day?
Oh, well, I had miles for anybody I played. I mean, I didn't really pick. I mean, I wanted to play well every time I went up against a guy. I wanted to pancake him, you know. And I think the offense that we was in, the Ron Earhart offense, played well to my strengths. You know, a lot of pulling, a lot of trapping, you know, a lot of counter plays, a lot of dive plays. So, you know, it played to my strength because, you know, even when I came out of college, you know, I was known as being an aggressive offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. We had a defensive lineman mentality. So I loved playing in that offense because it played a lot to my strengths.
Interesting.
Leon, what would you do right now lining up and seeing T.J. Watt across from you? How would you try to handle him, and what do you think makes him so good?
Well, what makes him so good is that he's fast. He gets off the ball. There's no waste of movement. I mean, he utilizes his hands real well. He plays to the offensive line's weakness. He chops hands. He spins. He comes inside. He uses a one-arm bar. He's effective in double moves. So what I would try to do, you know, I'm always believe I can block somebody because I'm a former lineman. But what I would do is I would have to put some hands on them. I mean, a lot of these offensive linemen now, when you see them playing the game, you know, they're always grabbing outside or stepping way back. I mean, you've got to pick a point in your pass protection where you know you've got to be physical with that guy. And I would just be physical with him. You know, I would give him a couple of variations of sets, quick sets, power sets, punches, and all that kind of stuff. Just to get him off his game, because once he's on his game, he's hard to stop.
Now, given what you said about your blocking style in the offense you played in, you know, this Steelers offense is so different from that, Leon. This team can't run the ball right now. They've had fewer than 50 rushing yards in their last three games. Part of that is it hasn't been effective. Also, there just hasn't really been a real emphasis on it. So I'm interested in hearing from you. What makes, in your opinion, how do you become a good run-blocking offensive line? If the Steelers want to transition into that and they want to get better at it, what are some things that they can do, Leon? Tell us.
Well, you know, for, you know, offensive line, if you ask any good offensive lineman, he wants to run the ball first and foremost, all right?
Okay.
So the tempo's got to be way before the game. The tempo's got to be set in practice. Practice, you have to orchestrate drills in practice that plays to your strength in running the football, whether it be shoots, whether it be coming off the ball, double teams here or there. That's what we did in Pittsburgh. The reason why we were such an effective run team is that, you know, first of all, we had five quality linemen on our team, and then we practiced that. Our team was built on running the football and playing outstanding defense. So, I mean, it starts in practice. It's all a mindset. I mean, you've got to go in the game saying that you want to run the ball, but right now, you know, the Steelers aren't running the ball as effectively as they've known to be in the past. But shoot, you got a Hall of Famer at quarterback, so you might as well, and you got some outstanding wide receivers who can, you know, can stretch the field and run the routes and create mismatches. So you got their strength right now is passing the football with Big Ben. So this offensive line has been doing an outstanding job in protecting. They've only had 10 sacks in nine games. So I mean, right now their strength is kind of one dimensional. But I truly believe if they're going to make the kind of run that I know that they can make, which is ultimately winning the championship, you've got to be able to run the ball when it comes to playoffs.
Okay.
Leon, so much of that's about a mentality, though. How tough is it to get that? I mean, you just talked about liking to play aggressive, have a defensive lineman's mentality. I always hear great running, you know, run-blocking lines like to fire off the ball and hit somebody hard and drive them back. How tough is it to create that mentality when, legitimately, your quarterback, your passing game, and ultimately pass blocking is your strength and what your bread and butter is in terms of what you want to do offensively?
Well, you know, your ability or your effectiveness to run the ball, I always say the meat and potatoes of your offensive line is your interior.
Yeah.
Your center and your two guards. Their ability to push the 1-3 technique and get to that mic is the reason. That's what makes them so effective.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if you want to look at the struggles that the Steelers have been having running the football, you got to look interiorly. I mean, I know Pouncey is a beast, a future Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. but the other guards will have to step their game up if they want to get to where they want to in February, which is ultimately a Super Bowl.
Leon, this Jags team, I barely recognized the guys on defense. A few years ago, they were unbelievable, and they almost got to a Super Bowl with that defense. If there's somebody who's going to give Roethlisberger and give the Steelers offense a hard time on Sunday that can make a big play when it's necessary, who is the guy or who are the guys that can do that for this Jags defense?
Well, right now I don't see anybody in the front four that could give them, you know, any kind of problems.
Okay.
I mean, Josh Allen having a down year right now. He only had 2.5 sacks. Last year he had 10.5. And most of the time, the reason why he was so effective last year as a pass rusher is because most of the time he had Calais Campbell on next to him, mm-hmm. or he had Yannick Ngakoue across from him. But right now he's struggling because the interior of our defensive front really isn't getting any kind of push, you know, to shorten the corner for him to get to the quarterback. So if there's any guy that's right now that's having an outstanding year on the Jaguar team right now, it's probably at the outside linebacker position. That's Miles Jack.
Okay.
I mean, he's been having an outstanding year, you know, running down plays, making tackles, causing fumbles. But interiorly, I mean, if we're not able to get any kind of pass rush on Big Ben, he's able to sit in the pocket 4, 5, 6 seconds. I mean, he's going to tear our secondary up because right now we're depleted in the secondary position.
Okay, so then there you go. So give us your take, Leon. What's going to happen? Do you think this is going to be a close game? If people in Pittsburgh, somehow they're busy, they turn it on in the fourth quarter, there's 5 minutes left. Is it close, or do you think the Steelers win this one going away? What do you think?
Well, you know, his history tells me that, you know, the Jaguars and the Steelers have played 26 times, mm-hmm. including the playoffs, and the Jaguars are right now 14-12 against the Steelers. Which is very odd to me. But for some reason, this team plays well against the Steelers. But this Steelers team is equipped to go very long in the playoffs. This Jaguar team is young, the youngest NFL team right now. They're missing pieces on the defensive side of the ball. So I see them probably keeping the game close early on. But this Steelers team is just too dynamic. I mean, they can hurt you in any kind of way, passing the ball, running the ball, causing turnovers on defense. So I don't see it being a close game at all. I think the Steelers are going to win 28-10.
Leon, you were the perfect guest today. Listen to that insight. You know the Jaguars inside and out. You still follow your old team. You got all the stats. We're sorry for bringing up bad memories from Super Bowl 30, though. Other than that, this was an incredible interview. Thank you so much, Leon.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
You bet. Leon Searcy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.